Prime Minister Petr Nečas has defended a new bill on the restitution of church property seized by the communist regime. He said that if church property was not restituted by the government by means of new legislation, churches and religious societies could sue the state to claim back their possessions. He added that the idea that the Czech state was returning something to churches and religious society was a fallacy, since it had never been the rightful owner of that property in the first place. The new bill on the restitution of church property was approved by the government in January and is currently being discussed in the lower house. Industry and Trade Minister Martin Kuba has said that the expansion of the Temelín nuclear plant should not be judged just from an economic angle, but that its role in ensuring the independence of the Czech Republic from energy imports should also be considered. Speaking at a conference on Thursday, he commented on recent speculations that the multi-billion crown tender for the completion of the plant may not be awarded in the end. He said that the construction of two new reactors at the plant was a strategic and decisive question in Czech energy politics and therefore could not be looked at purely in terms of its economic cost-benefit ratio. Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg has commented on the recent corruption scandal surrounding former Prague mayor and MP for the Civic Democrats, Pavel Bem. On Thursday, he recommended that Prime Minister Petr Nečas, who is also a member of the Civic Democrats, go to a monastery and repent for 40 days. Mr. Schwarzenberg has also made it clear that as the leader of coalition partner TAP 09, it is not his responsibility to deal with problems within the senior coalition party. Pavel Bem suspended his membership on Monday amidst mounting pressure following the publication of taped phone conversation between him and notorious Prague lobbyist Roman Janošek. Pensioners groups have announced a demonstration against planned cuts to the state budget set to take place on May 30th in Prague. The protest is organized by a senior citizens' rights umbrella organization which opposes a planned freeze on the gradual increase of pension payments, which in the past kept pensions in balance with the rate of price increases. Protesters are calling for a postponement of the pension reform to 2016 and have announced that they are prepared to negotiate with the Prime Minister, the President, and both chambers of Parliament. One of the organizers said that this demonstration marks the first time in the Czech Republic that pensioners are taking their discontent to the streets. And now let's have a brief look at the weather. Conditions over the next few days are expected to cool down a bit, with cloudy skies and scattered showers, and daytime highs of about 14 degrees Celsius. My name is Sarah Barufka, and this brings us to the end of the news.